line, Tyreek Hill is accused and maybe pleaded guilty to a pretty serious crime. Did the organization consider that at all when they drafted him in the fifth round?
Sure. I mean, he's a guy that had an issue in the past, and John and Dirk, they all, you know, and myself, we've done the research on it, and from that, I think John was comfortable enough to take the kid. So I'm not going to speak anymore on that. I'm going to speak on the player and kind of where, you know, what he can do for us. But that other stuff, that might be better questions for John.
We going home?
No. Okay. Well, let's talk about the player.
Tyreek?
Yeah.
He's got world-class speed. I mean, he ran a 4.25. Is at his pro day. It was one of the better pro days I've been to all year. The kid's explosive. He's fast-twitched. He can obviously run, and he's very good with the ball in his hand. So.
Do you remember vertical, broad, it's like other measurable?
Top of my head, I think his vert was, I want to say a 39, and the broad was close to an 11, somewhere around there. Yeah. Somewhere I was a little shy of that, if I remember. So,
what stood out when you were doing the evaluation on Kevin Hogan? Obviously, coming from a football family, a guy mm-hmm. won a lot of games. Just what stood out to you the most when you were evaluating him?
I think too, the guys just won a lot of games for him. You know, I mean, he's a very, very bright kid. He's playing, coming from a pro style offense. You know, he's 36-10 as a career starter for him. You know, he's won three Pac-12 championships. He's been the only quarterback, I think, in Stanford history who's been to three Rose Bowl games, too. So you look at his body of work as a whole, and it's really impressive. You know, the guy's figured out a way to win games and, you know, in a pro-style offense. So I thought that was very impressive.
Trey, the guy you just described, you'd think would be a higher draft pick than a fifth-round guy. What held him back? Why wasn't he not considered a higher-round pick?
You know, I don't know. I'm thrilled to have him in the fifth round. I mean, I think we got a great get there. And, you know, I can't speak to what other teams were thinking of, but he'd been somebody that had been on our radar throughout this whole process.
So you guys have him rated higher than a fifth round pick?
You know, he was a guy that was in the mix. You know, I can't recall specifically where he was, but he was a guy that we thought if he was available to us, that we would take a shot on.
Are you guys good with his delivery? Are you going to have to rework that, or are you good with it?
You know, I'm not really a quarterback guru. I can't really speak a whole lot on the mechanics of how they throw. But, you know, how guys throw is you can work with that. I mean, you see the guy in San Diego with Phillip Rivers. I mean, he's managed to kind of overcome that. I don't really believe in messing with how kids throw. I mean, he was able to do it and do it at a high level at Stanford. So if he was able to accomplish that, you know, playing in some big games in a pro-style system, that's not a concern to me, no.
How much verbiage did he have to do or deal with at Stanford?
Probably as much as anybody in the country. You know, I know that speaking with Coach Shaw and their offensive guys there, not only were they doing run-pass checks at the line of scrimmage and having his ability to audible out of things, but, you know, sometimes he's carrying three plays into the line, and that's something that's really advanced for the college level. So I don't think there'll be any problems with him acclimating to the verbiage that I know Coach uses in our offense.
I've been asking everybody this question. If you were going to tell fans to watch one game of Kevin Hogan to get an idea of what you believe he could be and project him to mm-hmm. be, what game would that be?
I thought the Notre Dame game this year was outstanding. You know, I mean, that's a big-time game for them. That's a big-time rivalry. You know, obviously with his family's connections with Notre Dame, that's a very important game for him, and I thought he really showed up in a primetime, you know, matchup versus a really talented team.
Ryan, about Tyreek, how special is the talent?
You talk to Dave Tobin. Dave Tobin's been around the league. He compares it to Devin Hester in terms of return ability. From what I've seen, he's probably the best returner I've done since I've been in the NFL. Just the elite explosiveness. So I'm going on 7 years. Yeah.
And while I got you, what about DJ White? Just what do you see from him?
DJ is a fast, he's a tough, and he's a physical corner. I think it fits what we do. And if you're going to watch a game, Pitt this year, he matches up with Tyler Boyd a little bit, and he's a good game.
Zone man guy.
He can do both. They use him both roles. So.
Safety skills at all?
No. He's more of just a corner. Yeah, he's gonna be a corner.
What do the people down there say about him?
People down there in Georgia Tech? Yeah. They love him. This is one of the hardest workers on the team. He's gonna buy in. He's smart. He's tough. I mean, this kid's going to add to that room substantially.
Hey, I understand the Tyreek thing. John needs to speak about it, fine. But can you at least say that, you know, when something like that's there, you know, you as an area guy, I mean, yeah. you got to just – can you at least give us kind of the process for you as far as digging in there
Absolutely.
And doing what you got
to
do?
Well, I've talked with Oklahoma staff and I talked with West Alabama staff, and they all like the kid. You know, he made a mistake, and I'm not going to go into the details of it, but – the kid and the human being is somebody they like. I mean, you're going to talk to the kid. He's probably more than sorry it happened. But, I mean, he's a good human being. He's a good person. You know, he means well.
Do you almost have to even go deeper than the coaching staff and teammates on that? Or no, again, you guys really...
Yeah, and John could probably talk about the details of kind of where we want from there. But absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's something he can address.
Ryan, we just talked to you a little bit ago about the Florida kid who also has some
DeMarcus.
Yeah, some background
sure.
stuff. Is there a personal pressure that you feel with some of these kids when you're up there lobbying for them and explaining what you know?
Well, you know, you see the player, but you got to be impartial now when you're giving everything to John. So you got to take yourself, your emotions, and you want the player. But you got to give him a realistic. This is what the kid is when he comes in here, and you know, and John will make that decision. He's the one who's made him and Andrew making the picks. You know, we're scouts and we give him as much information as we can. We kind of give him our opinion on it, and they go from there.
How much interview time and kind of talking to him personally did you guys do leading up to this?
He came out on a visit here, and as pro day, you spend time with him at the school. I spent time with him on my visit, so. I'd say substantial, you know. Yeah, you gotta get a feel for all these kids. You want a feel for anybody you draft. You know what I mean?
You do a couple more guys. 7 years, you have a lot of different roster to talk about. We talked about it a lot with Marcus last year, as far as the locker room. How much of the discussion about the situation with DeMarcus and Tyreek is about the situation that they're going into and the rest of the guys that you have in that locker room?
Yeah, I think that's a big thing. Is you want to make sure your locker can handle them. But they're good people. They're not, you know, they're not going to stir up anything. They're not looking. They're not me guys. They're not selfish. They've made mistakes in the past. They've owned up to them. But they're going to be. I think they'll be fine when they come in. They're not going to hurt the locker room in any way.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.